Locker room chats continue here tonight on KNZA. We're talking Sabetha Blue Jays football with head coach Caleb Moeller, brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance Service. Certainly high expectations for the Blue Jays here in 2026. They'll get Holton on Friday night in a marquee matchup in the Big East here to begin this season. Coach, 9-2 a year ago. As I mentioned, the expectations are going to be high. What's the vibe around the team, and just how's the offseason gone and the preparation leading up to week number one?
Yeah, you know, the summer was good turnout and weight, summer weights. Obviously, our 12 seniors kind of led the path there of the expectations of what we do in the summer, and that's just getting in there and working hard each and every morning. So we average about 65 people at summer weights, and that's at 6 a.m. Everyone's showing up at the same time, working their tails off. So that's where the expectation of our work ethic came into place, and they did an amazing job. And then that just carried over to the beginning of the season. That leadership, that dedication, and just that attitude of getting better each day just stays true. And Sabetha football, and you know, we're hitting the ground running here. Obviously, that helps with just the guys that are returning, and so much varsity time that a lot of them have already played. For a majority of them, this is their third year on the varsity field. So, so practice wise, it feels like we're in like week six because of all the things that they retain from past seasons and the things that we can do offensively and defensively. So, it's been a good couple weeks of practice before leading into game one.
I want to talk about your quarterback, obviously stepping in, Micah Lang, very good athlete, had some time behind and under center last year, certainly a true dual threat option. What have you seen from Micah, his preparation and everything, you know, leading up to him, you know, kind of taking the reins of this offense this season?
Yeah, you know, Micah this year, or last year at this point, he was getting ready for his first varsity start, and, you know, 11 games in last year and then coming back. He's a very intelligent guy, and he understands the offense. He actually played tight end his first 2 years, so he understands the blocking schemes and all of those things, which helps that in our system. So we put a lot on his shoulders of getting us into the right plays. And if we don't have a great look, then he's able to check things and get us into a better look. So it's been awesome to see his progress throughout the summer, and obviously the work that he's put in on the field and in the film study room.
Real quick, couple big bodies up front. You guys are the only team in the Big East that return two first-team All-League selections up front, particularly on the offensive line. Holden Edelman, Camden Whitworth, both back. Those two are going to anchor really both sides of the ball. Talk about the big boys up front, and obviously a big strength, or one of the big strengths for your team this season.
Yeah, you know, a lot of those guys, they're right up there with you know, the people that you mentioned, with Holden and Camden. At center, we got Ian. At left guard, we have Jayton Meyer. Left tackle, Malachi Strom. And then Jack Frazee's returning at tight end. So, like I've said, you know, those guys have had a whole lot of experience, and it's great to, you know, usually at this time of year, they're learning the schemes, they're learning the blocking schemes, they're understanding things. But this year, coming back after a full season of getting reps, they're picking up things right where they left off, and it's pretty fun to see the offense run that way, and the defensive side as well. They understand everything that's going on in the tags that we put in things, or the calls, different calls, stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to seeing what they do Friday night and throughout the season. It should be a fun one. One thing that we're working on right now is just getting back into game speed. And that's kind of what we saw in the Jamboree was, you know, we're a little slow off the ball. You know, those little things that you kind of forget come back to play, and just mention it to them once. And then they're very coachable kids, and they're getting those down right away this week.
Sabetha Blue Jays football coach Caleb Moeller joining us on the other side. We'll talk Holton in week one, the schedule, and the Big East in general as we continue our conversation after a timeout here on KNZA. We got a few more minutes with Caleb Moeller, Sabetha Blue Jays football coach, and here on KNZA Locker Room Chat, presented by CNK Service, Garrett Country Mart, Sailor Insurance Service. Coach, you go to Holton on Friday. We'll get that thought and that matchup here. We'll dive into that in a moment. But things are a little bit different with the schedule. You know, you still get Nemaha Central in week two, but no longer a district opponent. Thunder up to Class 3A now. Obviously, you're going to see those teams in the Big East, but you'll see Riverside, Pleasant Ridge, Horton again late in the season. So just top to bottom, how do you gauge the 2026 schedule as a whole?
Yeah, you know, it is a little bit different than what we are used to, you know, switching up a few big games along the way. But I like the front half of our schedule where we get to see some really quality opponents and you know, getting ready for districts, making sure we're playing our best towards the districts. Obviously, this week with Holton, we're going to be able to just see exactly where we're at and see how physical we can be in stopping their run game and how disciplined we are. That's usually a difference in that ball game. And then going to Nemaha Central, seeing a little bit of different offense from them, and then finishing out before, well, then Hiawatha and then St. Mary's. Fortunately, we have the first four games to get ready for district play. So I think I like the way that our schedule sits, and looking forward to week by week getting prepared for the opponents that we have and some new opponents along the way.
Yeah, for sure. Like a lot of other teams and schools, not just here in our area, but in the state, the heat is playing a big factor this week. Your game time pushed back with that heat. How have you kind of managed your practice schedule this week and the challenges there, just fighting that heat? And you talk about getting up to game speed. Certainly can be a challenge when it's 110 degrees every day.
Yeah. You know, we have obviously we've mentioned we have a veteran group, so you know, I know what they bring to the table, and you know, we just talk about controlling what we can, and how do we control adversity when it hits, and we can't control what the weather is when we go out and what time we're going out. Which, you know, moving game time, I think it's the right idea. It's safe for the kids. We're gonna make sure that they play under the right conditions, and that's kind of how we treated practice this week. On Monday, it was more of a film thing with the jamboree and kind of getting through a normal game week, and then Tuesday and Wednesday are work days. So we had those at 6 a.m. in the morning. So they got up and they had great attitudes about that and put in the work. And then tomorrow we're going to push it to evening where it's similar to when we go out on Friday and see how we respond to that and get used to kind of the difference of game time. So we'll go 7 p.m. tomorrow for practice.
It's going to be a lot of fun Friday night at Holton. Despite the late start time, it's going to be a great game, no doubt. We know exactly what Holton is and the tradition with that program. Give us your thoughts. What do you expect from them? Kind of know the expectation, but a tough matchup here. What do you want to see? Keys to a victory on Friday night.
Yeah, you know, just traditionally, Holton, they're going to come out and be physical. They're going to run the football. They want to establish, obviously, the run game. And I told the guys we got to limit our penalties. We can't hurt ourselves in this game. We can't turn the ball over. And that's usually the difference in these ball games with limited possessions. Obviously, both teams are run heavy. You know, it's kind of something where we don't really know too much about the personnel, obviously being the first game. And with Holton losing their kind of the running back positions and quarterback, and they returned some really good linemen. So looking forward to the challenges that Holton always brings on week one of football.
Sabetha, ready to rock and roll Friday night. Head coach Caleb Moeller joining us here on our weekly Locker Room Chat. First of many, as Sabetha goes to Holton on Friday night, later start time, 8 p.m., catch it on the Holton and Sabetha channels, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, can't thank you enough. Good luck Friday night. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you very much.